and how is Sammy, who was obviously last to leave the pitch,
he's gutted. You know, he's gutted. I thought Sam again tonight was absolutely fantastic. You know, I can't name a single bad player out of the team tonight. They've all put a shift in. The subs who come on put a shift in. As I say, it's a case of two pens. One went in and one didn't. And that's the bottom line.
So disappointed but optimistic and plenty to be positive about. Then,
do you know what? At this place, you always get a reaction off the fans and you always know when a team's put a shift in that battle because you always come off the pitch. If they haven't, you get booed off and you get slaughtered on the way off. But tonight we've been beaten, but I thought the reaction from the fans was fantastic because they've seen a team, again, who's put a real shift in tonight and who've really played for this, for the club, played for me, played for the supporters and played for each other, and that's all you can ask. And if they keep doing that, the same as last four games, which we are unbeaten, then we'll go on a bit of a run. But we have got to start taking chances, and that's one thing that we know. We know, but as a team, as I say, as long as they cross the white line and put a shift in for everyone, then we can't ask any more.
I guess we have that the chance of a cup running the trophy and bringing that unbeaten run forward now into the league games ahead too.
Well, we need to. There's no point. I'm not feeling sorry for myself. And we've just said to the players, then you've got an awful lot to feel proud about. So don't get your heads down. Keep your heads up. Go upstairs. Be proud of your performance tonight. But we make sure that we go into Saturday now and just because we've lost an FA Cup game, it's important that the season doesn't suffer now. We need to go out there again and be counted, battle for each other like we have done. And I'd be more disappointed, to be honest, Saturday if the reaction's not right. We've praised them to the hilt there. We can't do no more for them. But we've got to pick ourselves up now. We've got a massive game Saturday. And if we show that same everything, what I've just spoke about there, then we'll be fine. We'll that team, maybe with one other, will finish in their top 10 this season, if not higher.
Now, you said the one other, there was talk about possibly bringing a striker in on loan. Is there any movement on that this week?
Yeah, we do need that. We know that. I think that's been a major point this season. We've been creating chances. We've got good movement, but we've not got that bit of a bull, you know, who can get on the end of crosses, who can put his head in with it and be a little bit brave. And I think that's what we need to get. But they are hard to find, you know. They're very hard to find. And we've been after one for weeks and weeks now. And the club didn't want him cup tied. So now we're out the cup. They might, hopefully, let us go ahead and I think that's what the area where we need to strengthen is probably get a forward in. But the lads up front have done absolutely fantastic. You know, young Nick Walker was brilliant again tonight, and Arnie's getting better and better every game, to be honest. And I don't think the kids ever work so hard in 6 years. I've certainly seen them play, but that's what we demand of them. We demand them to work hard, and I think the last four games since we've had a chat with him, I think he's been absolutely outstanding.